All right. Gary has a part-time job. He works three mornings a week, right? He works to work something a week is one of those preset sentences, right? Fixed phrases that we saw on another PDF where it says we say once a week, three times a day, etc., etc. So Gary works three mornings a week. Good. Moving on to 72.3. Put in an or the where necessary. Where necessary, that's a twist for our grammar class. Number one, would you like apple? Would you like an apple? Of course. We know that we need an article with a singular noun unless it's uncountable. Remember countable, uncountable? All right. Number two, how often do you go to dentist? 1 minute to write the answer down. All right. How often do you go to the dentist, right? Remember, we studied this before. The dentist, the nurse, the doctor, because usually we have just one. Or a particular. We presuppose the one that we have. So my dentist, your dentist, etc. Good. Number three. How could you close door, please? 1 minute to write it down. All right. Could you close the door, please? Remember, the ceiling, the window, the door, everything in our room will have a definite article because it's the only one, the one and only. All right. Number four. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. It was a mistake. 1 minute to write it down. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. It was a mistake, right? Mistake, mistakes. Therefore, it's a countable noun, which means we definitely need an indefinite article, which is an A, because mistake starts with a consonant. A mistake. It was a mistake. A student says when he tries to cheat an exam, and I say, no, you fail. It's a joke. It's not a joke. All right, number five. Excuse me, where's bus station, please? A minute to write the answer down. All right, let's see. Excuse me, where's the bus station, please? Right? Because he or she means the one that is closest, right? A specific one. Where's the bus station, please? Good. Number six. I have problem. Can you help me? A minute to write the answer down. Alrighty, let's see. Have a problem. Can you help me? Again, problem is a countable noun, so problems. A singular noun needs to have an indefinite article A. So I have a problem. Number seven. I'm just going to post office. I won't be long. A minute to write the answer down. Alrighty, I'm just going to the post office. It won't be long. I won't be long. The post office, because we presuppose this is the main one, or the speaker knows which one we're talking about. All right, number eight. There were no chairs, so we sat on floor. A minute to write the answer down. Alrighty. There were no chairs, so we sat on the floor, right? The ceiling, the floor, the window, etc. Always definite article, whatever we have in a room. Number nine. Have you finished with book I lent you? A minute to write the answer down. Alrighty. Have you finished with the book I lent you, right? Which book? The one that I lent you. So it's a specific book. We need a specific article or definite article. Good. Number 10. My sister has just got job in bank in Zurich. A minute to fix this. Alrighty. Now here you probably inserted two articles. Am I correct? My sister has just got a job in a bank in Zurich. We use indefinite articles because we don't know anything about neither the job nor the bank, what job, which bank. We just know that it's a job in a bank. So we use an indefinite article, a. My sister has just got a job in a bank in Zurich. Awesome. Number 11. We live in a small apartment in city center. A minute to write the answer down. We live in a small apartment in the city center, right? A small apartment because it's not indefinite, in the city center because there's only one city center out there. All right, number 12. There's a supermarket at the end of street I live in. Wow, there's a lot to correct out there. A minute to write it down. Alrighty. There's a supermarket at the end of the street I live in. Alright, so there's a supermarket. Any supermarket, we don't know which one. At the end of the street, right? Of I live in. So there's a supermarket at the end of the street I live in. Alright. Let's move on to last but not least 72.4. Answer these questions about yourself. Where possible, use the structure in section D. Section D, as you remember, was we say once a week, three times a day, 150 pounds or kilo, etc. Number one, how often do you go to the cinema? 3 or 4 times a year. Oh my god, that's me now. Okay, number 2. How often do you go to the dentist? A minute to write your answer down. Alrighty, let's see. How often do you go to the dentist? The dreaded dentist. I go to the dentist 3 times a year. Unfortunately. How about you? How often do you go to the dentist? So something a year. You can say once a month, I hope not. You can say once a year, right? Important thing that is that you use the phrases that I offered to us here. Goody. Number three. How often do you go away on holiday? A minute to write your answer down. All right, how often do you go away on holiday? Man, I wish I went away on holiday every month, but I go away on holiday twice a year or two times a year. How about yourself? How often do you go away on holiday? All right, number four. What's the usual speed limit in towns in your country? That's a tricky question. All right, a minute to write it down. All right. What's the usual speed limit in towns in your country? The usual speed limit in towns in Italy is 50 kilometers per hour, right? Or 50 kilometers an hour is a phrase. I think I'm correct. All right. Number five. How much sleep do you need? God. A minute to write it down. right. Let's see. How much sleep do you need? I need 9 hours a night. All right, fine. I need 8 hours a night or per night. All right, number six. How often do you go out in the evening? 1 minute to write the answer down. All right. How often do you go out in the evening? I go out once. Oh yeah, I'm kidding. I go out once or twice a week. So you would use the phrase 7 times a week. In this case, it's going to be a week, right? Because or a month or a year. All right. Number seven. How much television do you watch on average? A minute to write it down. All right. How much television do you watch on average? I watch 10 minutes a month. I don't watch television. How about you? Number eight. How much does it cost to rent a small car in your country? Wow, I have no idea about Italy. Well, I'm just gonna guess. A minute to write the answer down. All right. How much does it cost to rent a small car in your country? I'm gonna guess 30 euros per day or 30 euros a day. I think it's a good guess. I think at least in Trieste, I read an article about it in a local newspaper a couple of days ago. All right, that's it for articles. As always, if you have questions, don't hesitate to email me. Just so you know, we're still figuring things out about the exam, which is hopefully going to be written. So, no need to write to me about that yet. Once I know, I am going to post a separate post on Moodle, here on Moodle, with the rules for the exam. So, everybody knows. Don't worry about that. All you need to do right now is study grammar, reading comprehension, and that's about it. All right. Have a great class. Bye bye.